Well, VMAP started a little over a year ago when our Sovereign Grand Commander gave us some direction for the 2014 leadership workshops, and he wanted the focus of those workshops to be a grassroots effort and focus on membership. And so we formed a leadership workshop committee with members from all around the jurisdiction that met, and they came up with the format that you saw at our leadership workshops in Portland, Biloxi, in Williamsburg. And just to go over that format with you again, we all got together in a large group. We had a leadership challenge or problem that was introduced, and then we broke up into smaller breakout sessions where we talked about solutions and ideas about that leadership challenge or issue. And then we all got back together again in a large group setting where those individual groups presented their ideas and solutions. We did that three times at each of the leadership workshops. We recorded everything. And after the last leadership workshop in Williamsburg, the leadership committee got back together again, and they went through all the inputs and all the ideas and all the solutions that came through from the various leadership workshops, and that was VMAP. It was the first iteration of VMAP. That iteration of VMAP was then reviewed and beta tested by leaders from all around the jurisdiction. They wanted to make sure it was fair, that it didn't give any advantage to a valley based on its size. They wanted to make sure it was achievable and challengeable, and it met the objectives of trying to bring a better experience, valleys having a better experience for their members. And the end result is the VMAP workbook that you all have and that's on our website. And it's important to note, again, that VMAP is not a competition, and you've heard that before. Between valleys, it's not a competition between Orients. Any valley can do VMAP, and any valley can reach the highest levels of achievement within VMAP. VMAP's going to keep its grassroots approach. There's going to be a VMAP committee that oversees it, made up of members from all around the jurisdiction, and VMAP is going to get better and stronger each year based on the inputs we receive from our members in our valleys. Bottom line about VMAP, it's what our members and our leaders ask for at our leadership workshops, and any valley that participates in VMAP is going to be stronger, it's going to be better, and it's going to give its members a superior Scottish Rite experience.